That is a fabulous Blondie. Your irritated texts are still coming in. Catherine, why did you do it? Why did you start me? I have reams of stuff, things that drive me crazy. Emptying the contents of the grocery shopping bags out onto the counters. Why do you not empty them straight into the press? Why double the job? Not just leaving one pair of shoes in the doorway, but several pairs plus toolboxes. Any tools that have been used left at the front door and I have to trip over them. Leaving the empty plastic water bottles on the kitchen counter, then letting them accumulate and not putting them into the plastic recycling bin. I don't know if this is the same person. Is this somebody? Is this somebody's partner, or is this partner and children responsible for all of these things? Because this listener continues, putting one plastic bottle from the gathered bundle into the recycling bin and not squashing it down so it doesn't fill up quickly, because invariably I have to empty it. Getting out of bed and not turning down the duvet, drawing the curtains and opening the window. I could go on and on and on. There you go. All right. This time last year, Ray spoke to Fred Murray, and Fred was fundraising for cancer research with a very unusual method of growing a comb over. And he joins me on the line now. Fred, how are you, sir?
Catherine, how are you?
I'm very good. I'm very good. I don't know if I've actually met anybody in recent times with a comb over.
You won't. It's a rare thing.
Okay.
It's a rare and beautiful thing.
It's a rare and beautiful thing. Okay, so remind us how this all started for you.
It was back in November, October 2019. A friend of mine, she was very sick at the time from cancer, and it was just off the back of Movember, and I never had the courage to grow a comb over because I had the idea quite a long time ago, and then my friend got really sick from her cancer, so I thought, you know, there's taboos out there. One is growing a moustache, but growing a comb over would be, you know, a far greater challenge.
That pips it to the post for sure.
Yeah, I think so. So I thought, like, you know, growing a Movember moustache would, you know, as good as it is, you know, it'd only be a month long, and, you know, they're a bit commonplace. So a comb over is something that's kind of disappeared from Irish society. So I'm trying to reintroduce it slowly, strand by strand.
Okay. And how long have you been growing the comb over now?
Today is the 531st day of my comb over.
Okay. And just so, because I'm looking at a photograph of you here, and you are...
Try not to blush. Don't blush.
It's fair to say you're bald, and then you've got the what I call the side bits. Is that fair enough? Like, this isn't even before you started the comb over.
Yeah, I mean, like, I used to keep my hair, I have, since I was about 23, I shaved my head every second, third day, so
okay.
I had no hair, very bald. I've had no hair longer than I've had hair, if you know what I mean.
Okay, what age are you now?
Yeah, I'm 45.
45, okay.
45 years of age, yes. Yeah,
okay.
Very old.
So fair to say you've been follically challenged. And so for somebody like you then to grow the comb over, I mean, it's quite it's quite the statement. So how do you even begin to go about it, start styling it, making it go up?
Basically, to begin with, you say a few prayers.
Right.
And then you basically say goodbye to being intimate with any person for years, maybe. I don't know.
Are you in a relationship?
I haven't. I was single before this began. So it's kind of like, it's been the best and worst time to grow one. Because I kind of was like, right, well, I'm going to grow this thing, and then I'm pretty much not going to meet a girl for 2 years longer, you know? And then the pandemic kicks in, and it's like, well, I'm not going to meet one anyway, you know? I wasn't exactly beating them back with a stick either,
But you must have been fairly committed to it. I mean, and I mean, we're having a laugh now, but this is very much on the back of fundraising for your friend Fiona, who did sadly pass away, right?
She did, about 3 weeks after I started. Once I started the campaign, I let her know, and she was delighted. She passed away. She had breast cancer since 2009, and unfortunately, she got the treatment and stuff, and then it came back, and then. She basically lost. She battled really hard and very long, and she was quite inspirational to a lot of people around her because she held out for as long as she did. So she passed away, unfortunately. But so, you know, I kept going and persevered, and you grow the sides to begin with. So you basically just stop cutting your hair, And thankfully, my local barber, Abner Browns, cuts my hair for free. Well, he pays me to cut my hair. Okay. Every time I go in, he gives me, you know, the price of a haircut. And then I put that on my donation page. So, yeah. And then, like, there just before Christmas, he trimmed one side quite short. And then the other side is quite long, the left side. So to get the classic swept over, comb over look, you have to kind of keep one side short and then the other side long. Like, think of Jack Charlton.
Yes.
He had one very long side and then he swept it over to match the other side.
But you see, this is it. I was going to say, who is your king of comb overs? Jack Charlton, obviously.
It has to be Jack Charlton.
Yeah, who else, and like actually? I'm trying to think, who else?
Well, he wasn't really a hero of mine, but Charlie Haughey had a fine comb over.
He did.
But
you see, the thing about this, Fred, is that they were much older gentlemen, and I'm looking at you here. You're 45. This is why it's so ridiculous. Can I ask you, like, when you're walking around, what sort of reaction are you getting? You're not getting very many phone numbers, clearly.
No, and I get, I kind of wear a hat quite often anyway because of the sun, you know, and then also it's cold. So, but I have been told, some kid, I took my hat off and he said, he sighed and he was like, oh, please put your hat back on. And other people that follow me on Instagram, like, they say, well done, and they've donated and stuff, but they're like, I can't even look at your pictures. They make me feel sick. So, yeah. So
there is something quite creepy about it. I will be honest with you.
sort of. I'm trying to bring it back, you see, because it was a very common hairstyle for most men. Because if you think back, you know, after, like, people shaving their heads was sort of a shame thing, you know, like, especially after World War concentration camps. If you think about things like that, it's a very negative thing to shave your head very short. So men who lost their hair at a young age kind of just probably had a side parting, and they just kept brushing it to the side and their hair slowly thinned out, and then they just maintained the illusion, if you know what I mean. So it wasn't a popular thing to shave your head if you were bald, as you know, definitely in Ireland anyway. When I was growing up, I was actually scared of anybody when I was a kid who had a shaved head because of, like, neo-Nazis and things.
And can I ask you today, like, so today is pretty windy out, right? So, like, what are you gelling or like, what sticks it to the head?
Chewing gum and blue tack. No, you're kind of like, you go out for a stroll and you're like, oh, geez, it's windy. And I found out since I've grown my hair is kind of greasy. So after a few hours of washing it, it's kind of like, it sticks down quite easy, actually.
You're really selling yourself to the single markets here, Fred. You are really selling yourself.
You look, when I got the phone here, your phones will be red hot with the Hopping. Girls calling in saying, get this guy, I need to meet him. So, you know.
Listen, I think you're brilliant. I have to say, how can people support your fundraising efforts?
Well, we had loads of plans, you know, but COVID hit and we had to put them in put them on hold for the moment. Like, there was a fundraiser organised in my local cafe, Ernesto's and Rat Mines. You know, we just had to stop everything. You know, we had gigs organised. So basically, if someone wants to donate, they can follow me on Instagram and Facebook, and I'm Comb Over for Cancer.
Comb Over for Cancer.
Two of those. Yeah, it's just one word, Comb Over for Cancer. And then that will link you to my GoFundMe page. And everything I raise basically is going straight to three cancer charities. And they are Avian's Pink Tie, Breast Predict, and Our Lady's Hospice and Care in Harold's Cross.
Fair play to you. And listen, when you've
will
raised
you be,
all that money,
donating to the old I will. Comb Over for
I
cancer?
Will. Oh, anybody who does that much to themselves, I absolutely will. And as soon as you've raised enough money, shave it off, and I'll help you get a date on Tinder. How about that?
Oh wow!
Fred,
thanks a million.
Nice chatting to you today. Have a great afternoon. Thanks a million. That is all from me today. Sarah is next on Drive Time, and I'll be back tomorrow.
It's the Ray Dalio Show on RT Radio 1.